The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You, I hope, know that there was an old law, and the old law was given by God through Moses on Mount Sinai to the children of Israel after they had been freed from slavery in Egypt. And part of the old law was what? The Ten Commandments. I hope you know the Ten Commandments. Do they know the Ten Commandments? Yes, they know the Ten Commandments. And there's also a new law. And the new law was given by our Lord Jesus Christ while he was still on earth. Are the new and the old law different? Well, yeah, they're a little bit different. But do they contradict each other? Is the old law bad and the new law good? No, they're both good. And in fact, what the new law is it's a perfection of the old law that is brought about by the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord. Because Jesus Christ has come and died for our sins and risen from the dead, things have changed. And so God's commandments to us have changed a little bit. And the way that they change, some of them, we just don't do anymore. How many people here like cheeseburgers? Under the old law, you couldn't eat cheeseburgers because you couldn't eat meat and dairy products together. But that's changed, so you can eat cheeseburgers. I am very much in favor of cheeseburgers. And there are other laws which were about how sacrifices were offered in the temple in Jerusalem. They don't have to be offered anymore because Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for us. And that takes the place of all sacrifices. And there are some laws that were just deepened, made even better. For example, in the old law it was said, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. But in the new law, when Jesus is, you don't lie at all. So that makes things even much, much better. And so when Jesus tells us in the gospel today that he has come not to abolish the law but to fulfill it, that's what he's talking about. How he came to perfect the old law and make it so it applies not just to our Jewish friends but to everybody. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.